Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. On today's show, we'll tell you who's really to blame for a quarterback contract not being done yet. We've also got odds and rumblings about J.J. Watt's next team in the NFL. I'm going to calm down Laker fans. We're going to get into the Matthew Judon fight. We're talking about a guy cheating on his wife, strip club pictures, you name it. When's Drew Brees going to retire? The great Brady Quinn stops by. All of that. Outkick the Coverage. Jonas Knox in for Clay here on Fox Sports Radio.
Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are going to play the blame game to get things started. There is somebody to blame in the NFL for a current situation at quarterback, and it's not who you think it is. We'll have that for you here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates all across the country. Welcome to Outkick the Coverage. Now, Clay is actually on vacation. He was actually able to take off. I believe he went to Mexico. Does anybody in the back have an idea where Clay actually went in Mexico? Is there any location, Roberto? And I'm not going to you because, listen, I'm just asking the question because you know Clay. Is there any word as to where exactly Clay went in Mexico? It's very important we start off the show.
I believe it's
Cabo. Okay, good. Because Cancun sucks. All right, so if you went to Cancun.
Oh, no, wait, that's not Cabo. It is Cancun, sorry.
It's Cancun? All right, that place sucks. All right, so there we go. We've established that. That place sucks. One of the worst vacations I've ever been on was to Cancun for a bachelor party that was miserable and a disaster, and the hotel accommodations were awful. But let that be. We'll move that on to the side. Clay will have fun. He's probably going to have much better accommodations than I did because who the hell am I except for some guy that used to be the rat at Chuck E. Cheese. But we now move on, speaking of giant stuffed animals, to the NFL. Because you ever see the guy? There's always this, and look, you might have been this guy. I've been this guy before. I'm not sitting here pointing fingers. I will gladly point the thumb back at myself. I've been this guy. But you ever seen the guy, he goes to the carnival, and he really wants to win that stuffed animal? So he keeps, I mean, he's paying hand over fist just for another shot. You know, whether it's the basketball hoop and the rims are oval, or it's that little red tub where you have to throw the old school wiffle ball in and it always bounces out because of the way it's set up and the dynamics. All he wants is to win that stuffed animal. And you want to walk up to the guy and go, hey, numbnuts, that stuffed animal is like $1.75. Go to the store and buy it. What are you doing wasting all this money? It's like $7 for two shots with this wiffle ball, and you're blowing all this cash. What are you doing? But he is dead set on, I don't care how much money I spend, I have to win this stuffed animal. Everybody's done it. I've done it. You've done it. We see the guy every single carnival trying to show off for his girlfriend or whatever the case may be. Well, this might make you feel a little bit better because you do have a comp. You know, it is draft season. We're trying to have comps here. You do have a comp. Your NFL comp is Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones is that guy who's willing to pay and pay even more and pay even more on top of that because he's so stubborn and so caught up in the moment that all he wants is that stuffed animal. He has got to win, and never mind the fact that he is hemorrhaging cash just in order to do so. And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, we're at this time in the NFL where you can negotiate some contracts and try and get some stuff done and, you know, figure out what you want to do for your team next year. We're in this time. And I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't exactly have things figured out with their starting quarterback, Dak Prescott. I don't know if you've seen that story floating around. I don't know if you've seen that over the past couple of years. But Dak Prescott doesn't have a long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. And so Joel Corey of CBSSports.com did a really good job. He broke down the leverage that Dak Prescott has and using that leverage, and he came up with what he determined as a sample contract extension and what it would look like for Dak Prescott. All right, so this is a sample contract extension for Dak Prescott, according to Joel Corey of CBSSports.com. Now, a lot of numbers. I'm not going to bore you with the numbers because I don't want you to fall asleep here on the air. You know, you're driving, you're busy, you're trying to get things together. It's a Thursday. Maybe you got plans later. The last thing I want you to do is fall asleep listening to a bunch of numbers, because numbers and stats are death on sports radio. So I'll give you the particulars that are important here. The average yearly salary, according to Joel Corey, in this example that he does a great job of breaking down, is $41.5 million for Dak Prescott. That is what Dak Prescott, if they get a long-term deal done, that is what the average yearly salary, according to Joel Corey, will be for Dak Prescott as a Dallas Cowboy. Now, the immediate response from majority of you is going to be this. Oh, but Dak Prescott's not worth $41.5 million. Are you insane? Do not give Dak Prescott $41.5 million. Okay, that's fine. So just franchise tag him a second time, because that's going to be 37. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? It's like Denzel from Training Day. How you want it, dog? Closed casket? Like, how do you want this? You're going to have to pay. So if you don't like the $41.5, how about the 37 for the franchise tag for a second time? Oh, and if you're wondering, if they decide to franchise him a third time, it's $55 million. Like, no matter which way you slice it, you're going to have to pay. And here's the thing. None of these numbers, the 41.5 rumored yearly salary according to Joel Corey, the 37 for the franchise tag, the 55 for the third franchise tag, none of that would matter. None of that would even be on the table. We wouldn't even be discussing it. Had Jerry Jones had just accepted, hey, you know, maybe I should just go down the road and buy a stuffed animal at 7-Eleven or Circle K, or even go to the Dollar Tree, for Christ's sake, which is where everybody should buy something for a toddler, because they're going to outgrow it anyways. So why spend all this money on gifts? Why don't I just go there and buy a stuffed animal instead of paying $40 for five shots in the little oval basketball rim to try and win the one stuffed animal? What are you doing? You could have avoided all of this. All of this could have been avoided. Had Jerry Jones gotten the deal done a couple of years ago? If you're looking to place blame here as to why we're in this situation and why we're still here and why it's still a discussion, blame Jerry Jones. He wanted to win this negotiation so bad that he didn't realize he was hemorrhaging money doing it. They're at a point now, and this is what is so funny about this situation. They're at a point now where they've almost backed themselves into a corner, and it almost makes more sense to either franchise him or to trade him. So they've almost somehow, you know, spun around in traffic and are going to end up in the same parking spot that they were and try and play it off like we meant to do this, when they didn't mean to do this. They didn't mean for it to go this way. But they've waited so long and they've butchered this so bad that they're almost in a situation where they're better off franchising for a second year or trading him than giving him a long-term deal. Just think about where we were with this conversation a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, the big discussion at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California, the big discussion was, hey man, so obviously you're going to get Dak Prescott's deal done, and then after you take care of the quarterback, then you can address Zeke, who wants his money, and then you figure out what you're going to do with Amari Cooper. And let's be honest, if you're running an NFL team and I ask you, you got a quarterback that's up for a contract, you got a running back that's up for a deal, and you got a wide receiver, in what order are you paying those guys? You're probably thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm going to obviously start with the quarterback, you know, and then, you know, I can kind of figure it out between the running back and the wide receiver. But at the very least, I know I'm not going to wait to pay the quarterback. At the very least. What does Dallas do? Not only do they wait, they wait 2 to 3 years to do so, and then pay the running back first and then the wide receiver. Like, no team in the NFL would do this anywhere. And Dallas did it. And we're looking around going, oh, my God, Zeke, just take – I mean, Dak Prescott, take the money. I mean, I know Zeke's not living up to – No. This is not Dak Prescott's fault. This is Jerry Jones's fault. This could have been done, over with, finished, not even a discussion, no part of the conversation. But Jerry Jones wanted to win this so bad that he wouldn't just get it done. And here's the thing. If they get the franchise tag, or if they figure out a way to get a contract done, and it's $40 million, all right, so we'll round down $1.5 million from Joel Corey's article on CBSSports.com. Let's just say it's $40 million. There was a point in time where they probably could have gotten this done for $10 to $15 million cheaper. $10 to $15 million cheaper a season for Dak Prescott. And I don't know about you, but in the middle of a pandemic with everything shut down and everything going on and all the other crap that's happening, that $10 to $15 million cheaper would help out a lot of teams right now in the NFL. There's a lot of teams who are looking around and going, you know what, $10 to $15 million cheaper, that sounds pretty nice. Well, you could have had that. You could have had it. Had you just made the move a couple of years ago, but they didn't. And here we are, Dak Prescott dangling in the wind and the Dallas Cowboys trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do at the quarterback position because they want to try and make it seem like, oh, well, now listen, now we know what we're doing here. You butchered this, bottom line. You want to blame somebody? Blame Jerry Jones, the guy slinging ring toss at the carnival trying to win a stuffed animal that they patched together on the side of the road that they bought at a 7-Eleven somewhere. That's the guy you blame. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox here on FSR. All right, coming up next, there are odds out, and we've seen a little bit of a movement. It could mean the landing spot for one of the big free agents in the NFL, and there's a dark horse contender. We'll have that for you next year. Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on FSR. You can also check out the show on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. There's something that's happening right now in sports, all right? And it's all because it's no longer NFL season. All right, that's exactly why this is happening. So it'll be good news for some of you out there that are feeling the heat regarding your favorite teams. That'll be happening in a little bit over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, if I had a dollar for every tweet that I've gotten of the image that's gone viral of social media of the it's like a Chuck E. Cheese character they found in like a dump somewhere, like a landfill somewhere. Everybody's sending it to me because I was the rat at Chuck E. Cheese. Do you think I was the only rat at Chuck E. Cheese? All right, there's a lot of people that had to do that dog-ass job. You think we liked doing it? It was miserable. You're dressed up as a giant stuffed animal. It smells. It was back before COVID when they used to sanitize. It didn't sanitize anything. So you walk out of there. You got BO. Then you got to go clean up some kid's birthday party, some spoiled brat, while the parents are drinking a pitcher of beer and letting them run amok because they don't want to clean up the mess at home. Then you go back into the stuffed animal costume. You walk around. Some kid walks up. Hit you in the balls as hard as he can because he doesn't care. He just wants to piss off Chucky. And you just got to live that life over and over again. And it was back when minimum wage was like $4 an hour. All right, so I get it. There's a Chuck E. Cheese character in a landfill. Send it to everybody. There's been hundreds of thousands of Chuck E. Cheeses. I don't know why I'm the guy that gets labeled as the only person to dress up like the rat. Why me? Anyways, all right, let's get into this conversation here in the NFL. So J.J. Watt. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, J.J. Watt is an NFL player who really, really, really likes attention. All right, so we are going to give him the attention here on Fox Sports Radio, and we are going to do so in the second segment of the show. Now, he's probably going to take offense to the fact that we talked about Clay being in Cancun, and that place sucks. We also talked about the Dak Prescott contract, the Chuck E. Cheese found in a dump somewhere, and then we're now getting to J.J. Watt. So, in essence, he's fourth in the pecking order on today's show, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to roll with it, and we're going to talk about J.J. Watt, because longtime NFL reporter John Clayton listed four teams as a potential fit for J.J. Watt, all right? The Packers, the Titans, and the Bills. Those are the three teams in the lead. Those are where people feel like he's going to end up, and the dark horse is the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, now let's start with the Raiders. He's not going to be a Las Vegas Raider. All right, let's just go ahead and say that. But he will be rumored to be a Las Vegas Raider, and that's because this is just typical. John Gruden wants to link everything and be into everybody else and be have a flirtatious relationship with John Gruden's a flirt. That's what it is. He's a flirt. And so if there's been any sort of rumblings about potential J.J. Watt going to Las Vegas or whatever, it's probably John Gruden fueled. I don't know if that's the case here. I don't have any evidence of that. But my best guess would be John Gruden started circulating this stuff, and that's where we find out that J.J. Watt is a dark horse. So I don't think he's going to end up in Las Vegas. I don't think he's going to be a Raider. And I don't think the Raiders should probably go in that direction, because who knows, he's probably going to want to make a ton of money. It would be really fun theater. Him and John Gruden fighting for camera time would be a really, really fun thought, and that would be very enjoyable. But ultimately, I don't think J.J. Watt ends up with the Raiders. So I'm going to say the Raiders are out of it. The Packers make a lot of sense because J.J. Watt is from Wisconsin, and people want to, do the connection, the hometown ties and all this stuff, and that's fine. So the Green Bay Packers make a lot of sense. The Packers feel like they've got a need. He could help their defense, and they're close to being a Super Bowl team. He looks at the quarterback situation with Aaron Rodgers, and that's one of the prerequisites for J.J. Watt. That's what he needs in order to want to consider your team as a potential landing spot for him. They've clearly got the quarterback. They've got Aaron Rodgers, and so they've got the hometown situation all wrapped up, and J.J. Watt to the Packers makes a ton of sense. Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills feel like a perfect landing spot for J.J. Watt, just in the sense that it's small town. If he goes there, no fan base is going to rally around him like any other than Buffalo. I mean, you could say whatever you want about them jumping through flaming tables, and during a couple of Patriots games, they threw a sex toy on the field. Listen, not everybody's perfect. Some people make mistakes, but that Bills fan base, they're going to wrap their arms around J.J. Watt, and they're going to welcome him in and say, you know what? Us now. Welcome to the Mafia. The Bills make a lot of sense in that regard, and J.J. Watt is going to love the love that he gets from Buffalo. Anchor Bar, where they invented wings, are probably going to give him a lifetime supply. They're going to really sweeten the pot and try and make this whole thing happen, and J.J. Watt is going to love all of it. And then you got the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans clearly have a need, and the reason they have a need is because their defense is the diaper fire of football. They are awful. The Titans' defense is awful, and they can't rush the passer. And if you ever wanted to know what Mike Vrabel and the Titans thought about where they were defensively going into last season, consider this. They were in a bidding war for Jadeveon Clowney, who's never had double-digit sacks in a season. That's where we were at when it came to Tennessee Titans and their need for defense and for a pass rush and for their need to want to make sure that they could go ahead and had somebody on the defense. They were in a bidding war for Jadeveon Clowney. And if you were in a bidding war for a pass rusher and Jadeveon Clowney was your guy that late in the offseason, that was an indicator that, hey, we might have an issue over here. This might be a problem. It's a reason why Ryan Tannehill puts up the numbers he does. A, he has to. And B, he's got maybe the best running back in football. So that works with him, and they can get up and down the field, and it opens up things deep for A.J. Brown and some of those other guys. So those are the teams that are in the conversation when it comes to J.J. J.J. Watt and where he's going to end up. It feels like we're down to three, but we'll throw in the Raiders there if we want to add a fourth team. And here's what the odds say. The Raiders are a 13-1 underdog. You bet $100 on J.J. Watt going to the Raiders, and if he goes, you're going to win $1,300. Significant payout, but that's probably also an indicator that J.J. Watt's not going to be a Raider. And then you've got the Tennessee Titans sitting at plus 800. All right, Mike Vrabel knows J.J. Watt. They work together in Houston. That feels like a landing spot for everything I just added. I don't know that J.J. Watt's the answer. Ultimately, I don't think he ends up in Tennessee. Then you've got the Buffalo Bills at plus 375. All these bets, according to FoxBet, they're sitting at plus 375. Pretty good payout for a team that fits all of what J.J. Watt is looking for. He's going to feel love from the fan base. They've got a franchise quarterback. They've got an offense. They just need to add a couple of pieces to try and get over the hump. And then you got the hometown Green Bay Packers at plus 185. For all the reasons we listed, hometown, quarterback, we're a game away from the Super Bowl. It feels to me like Buffalo and Green Bay make the most sense. If I'm a betting man, I probably bet on Buffalo just because of the plus 375. That seems like that would make a lot of sense for J.J. Watt, and it would make a lot of sense for you financially. So those are the teams as of right now. We are on J.J. Watt watch. We're trying to figure out where he's going to end up as a free agent. My best guess is he's going to try and milk this dry. He's going to try and get every ounce of this attention that he possibly can while he's a free agent. He's already been tweeting about it because he loves the attention. He loves to be chased, and he also loves it when Hard Knocks cameras just quote-unquote happen to be there when he's getting an extra workout after one of the episodes. So there's that. There's your J.J. Watt coverage. We're sorry we had you fourth on the show. We'll try and do better tomorrow if we have any other breaking news here on Outkick the Coverage. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. You can get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter as we come to you live here from the Farmers Outkick Studios. Coming up next, there's a little bit of panic in the world of sports. Do not be alarmed. This is all because there is no NFL right now. All right, so we'll have that for you next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here. This is Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, we've got a brand new feud in the world of sports. This is a good one. This is a juicy one, and I actually am going to take a side on this, but the side that I'm going to take might surprise some people. So we have a brand new feud in the world of sports. We'll have the details on that coming up in about 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. We are going to get to this other discussion about the NFL not being here, which is why the coverage of certain teams are getting what they're getting right now. But I just want to mention this about the Tiger Woods stuff. Look, it's okay to not have a hot take on Tiger Woods. Just want everybody to know that. It's all right. When the crash happened, the last thing I was thinking about was, hey, man, let me jump on social media and let everybody know what I think is the cause of the crash. Literally the last thing I thought about. I was just wondering, okay, how serious is the issue? Is there going to be surgery? If so, what kind of surgery? Is it life-threatening? Is he going to be okay? Like, I mean, the golf stuff is the golf stuff. And if Tiger Woods never swings a golf club again, I'm good, man. There's, like, to me, nothing that he could do from here on out is going to change the fact that I believe he's the greatest golfer of all time. You can argue the majors, you can argue the numbers and all that stuff, and that's fine. But for what I watched in the time that I've been a golf fan or watching golf, Tiger Woods is the best I've ever seen. So just for my opinion, nothing he does from here on out is going to change my mind. It's not going to change it. But just this rush to, well, gosh, I hope he wasn't drinking. Okay. Was he on pills again? And like the latest one is, well, you know, maybe they should, check his phone to see if he was texting while he crashed. Who cares? The guy crashed his car. Is it not bad enough? Do we need a cause? Like we need, we all got to know. No, the guy crashed his car. It's all right. Like it's everything from, you know, windy road like that. He's got to know better. It's like, man, the guy had an accident. You know, the people from the police department came out and said, look, he had an accident, all right? It's not a crime. He's not being punished. He had an accident. And in that windy stretch of road, it happens. It just so happened to Tiger Woods. But this rush to have an opinion or a hot take on Tiger Woods getting in a car accident, I get it. It's sports. You don't have to have one. Right? It is optional. Like, I feel like we've got this thing to where, you know, I've got to send out 4 or 5 tweets a day that's going to have my opinion on a sports topic. You don't, actually. In fact, you don't even have to look at the app. You do have choices here. All right, this is not like you must wear a mask. All right, you do have choices here. You don't have to have a hot take about it. So we will keep you posted on the Tiger Woods situation, any more developments that come out of there here on Fox Sports Radio. And hot take-free, might I add. That is a hot take-free content portion of the program when it comes to the Tiger Woods news. Let's get into this, though. So the Lakers, all right? The Los Angeles Lakers, the defending champs, they have lost again. They got absolutely dismantled by the Utah Jazz. And so, you know, there's a couple of ways that we could look at it. We could go, oh, my God, do you go into panic mode? You know, I mean, hey, no AD. And then when he does come back, I mean, what are we thinking about here? And then, oh, my God, you know, LeBron James and the number of minutes. And, you know, this is what we were concerned about. LeBron, you know, he's playing all these minutes. You know, maybe the time, you know, they don't look like the same team. You know, is there cause for concern? All right. In the NBA, I've never understood, ever, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, why we go over the top with the reactions, both good and bad, to the regular season. I've never understood it. It does not make any sense to me. The Lakers are going to be a playoff team. That's all that matters. They're going to be a playoff team. That's it. And in the NBA, because of the 7-game series format, all of these questions get answered. That's the one thing you never have to worry about in the NBA. The best team wins every single year. Every year, the best team wins. This isn't like a, well, you know, you got a couple of breaks here. Like, look, if you wanted to, I don't like to do this because it just doesn't make a lot of sense unless, you know, there's nothing else going on and we'll turn it into a topic, to be honest. But I don't like to do this. But if you wanted to, you could go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers run to the Super Bowl and you could find moments there where they got a break or they got the benefit of the doubt here. You know, well, if you wanted to, I don't like to do this, but if you wanted to, well, I mean, yeah, they beat Washington on the road, but it was, you know, Taylor Heineke. I mean, the guy's named after a beer. What are we doing? Like, really? Like, I mean, we're gonna like, you know, ball wash Tom Brady for that performance. And yeah, so what? They beat the Saints. But look at Drew Brees. I mean, Drew Brees was a shell of himself. Couldn't get the ball down the field. So, of course, they were able to beat the Saints. And yeah, I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers. But there was that pass interference play at the end. And, you know, they caught a couple of breaks here and there. And then you get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, Tyron Matthew and the call that was called back. And the penalty. Like, all the, you know, Patrick Mahomes wasn't 100%. And the offensive line injuries. You could do all that. Because it's a 1-game series. But in the NBA, the best team's going to win every time. So this panic over a 3-game losing streak, a 4-game skid here, one team's 3-7 in their last 10, this other team can't win 2 in a row. They always struggle to do. It's like, what are we doing? This is all going to get figured out and all going to get sorted out. And if Anthony Davis is 100%, which is a big if, all right, that would be majority. My biggest concern with the Lakers would be that Achilles, when he comes back, and are we going to see what happens similar to guys like Kevin Durant, guys like Richard Sherman, who knew something was wrong, came back, and they ended up rupturing it or coming away with a complete tear. If that's the conversation, then that's a legitimate conversation. This crap, this, oh my God, should we be worried about? No, you shouldn't, because it's going to get figured out in the playoffs. As long as they get there, those questions are going to be answered. The reason this is happening, though, is it's bad timing. That's all it is. It's just bad timing. It's like, you know, sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of getting dressed. You don't realize the, you know, the door's unlocked and somebody walks in. It's bad timing. You know, like you forget to lock the door in the stall, you know, and you're taking care of business. And next thing you know, somebody walks in. It's just bad timing. They could have walked in moments before and you're on your phone looking something up on Google or shopping on Amazon. But they waited a minute and a half, and in that 90 seconds, you decided that was the time to go ahead and clean up, and that's when they walked in. It's bad timing. The Lakers picked a bad time to go through the worst portion of their season so far. Because the NFL just ended, and now everybody's walking into the stall going, hey, what's happening in the NBA? And the Lakers are wiping themselves. That's all it is. But people are freaking out like, oh, my God, this is you mean this is the championship team? It's fine. This stuff's okay. They're going to go through this crap. No pun intended, you know, considering the most recent analogy of this. They're going to go through this stuff, and it's going to happen. But ultimately, if Anthony Davis is 100%, they're going to get to the playoffs, and then you figure it out from there. The best team is always going to win. So if you're a Laker fan, if you're one of these people that, you know, is trying to avoid sports talk because your team in the NBA is struggling right now, and they weren't struggling before, but now they are, and everybody's piling on, don't worry about it. It's bad timing. The NFL just ended, and everybody has shifted their focus to the NBA. That's it. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio from the Farmers Outkick Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. Coming up next, there is a feud, a five-alarm feud in the world of sports, and I'm going to pick a side here. And it's not the side I thought I'd be taking. That's next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. This is Outkick the Coverage here on FSR, and we are taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now here on FSR, there is a little bit of news at the quarterback position, all right? Some news at the quarterback position for a Super Bowl contender. So we will have that for you here 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. So I was reading this story. This is good, man. This is good. It was on Outkick. And, you know, Ravens linebacker Matthew Judon, he was not happy, right? He was not happy with some of the coverage that he got. There was a report on contract negotiations with the team. This report was done by Ravens reporter for ESPN, Jameson Hensley. And, you know, it was just... long story short, it was about whether or not Matthew Judon had turned down a contract and what the amount was and whatever. But Matthew Judon was not happy about it. All right. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can go about this. You can give a stern talking to. Okay, so you can get stern. And if you're Matthew Judon, you can have a conversation with Jameson Hensley and say, hey, listen, man, you know, I'm not happy about how you reported on this. This is inaccurate. And you could probably have this stern conversation behind the scenes, this stern talking to. You can have this discussion. You can maybe text each other. You can, you know, just sort of, listen, man, I'm not happy about it. You know, this is not true. I would appreciate it if you had any questions. You could come to me so I could corroborate this story with you and let you know where there are false statements here and whether the numbers don't make sense. So that's one way you can do it. You can go the stern route, all right? Then you can get aggressive, right? That's the next degree up, right? So if you don't want to have a stern talking to, you can have an aggressive discussion about it. And you can take that aggressive discussion publicly. If you want to go to social media and call him out on social media and say, this is inaccurate, stop, you know, you're lying, this is not the right, you know, talk to me, you know, maybe send a DM, something like that. You can make it public and you can get aggressive with your displeasure when it comes to this sort of reporting on your contract. So that's the second one. The third one is the nuclear option, where you just go completely over the top and in a direction that nobody anticipated or expected it going. Now, nonviolent, just want to set the record straight, nonviolent. You can go nuclear if you wanted to. And well, Matthew Judon decided to go nuclear, so much so that he said, if you don't get the story right and apologize, I'm going to release the photos of you in a strip club with me. Okay, there's that. And then he really stepped on the gas and said, you better say you're sorry or I'm going to tell everybody you're cheating on your wife. Okay, now this is the nuclear option in all of this. All right, so you've got a couple of different ways you can go. You can be mild-mannered about it. You can go the medium route, or you can just straight mango habanero with a little bit of serranos on the side if you really want to get your point across. He decided to go the ghost pepper route and say, nah, 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 nah. How about I tell everybody you're cheating on your wife? Now, Jameson Hensley responded, tried to be very calm, cool, and collected about it on social media. But clearly, this has taken on a really, really ugly face as far as this feud. Now, I am all for athlete-reporter feuds. I think they're wonderful. I think they are just tremendous. Athlete-reporter feuds are a lot of fun. And there's been some classic ones. Everybody remembers Ryan Leaf going at it with the reporter in San Diego. There's been great athlete-reporter feuds, athlete-media member feuds. I mean, look, Jim Rome, Jim Everett. I mean, that was a classic. You know, called him Chris Everett. There's been really good ones. I don't know that any one of them has taken on a turn like this out of nowhere. Literally out of nowhere. But I got to be honest with you. I'm going to side with Jameson Hensley here. And I didn't think I was going to do that. When I just saw the headline, I thought, man, he must have really overstepped his bounds. And then I look at the reporting and I go, yeah, kind of a rat move by Matthew Judon, if you think about it. I mean, you don't like what the guy reports on, so then you say, and it's not like he made any personal attacks about Matthew Judon. He didn't go personal. He didn't call him a bum. There was no name calling in any of this that I saw. And so you instead go the route of, I'm going to tell everybody that you are in a strip club with me, and I'm going to tell your wife you're cheating on me? That's kind of a snake move. I feel like you're kind of diming the guy out. You're kind of ratting on him here, and I don't. I mean, that to me is the biggest fault being found in all of this. Is that Matthew Judon is keeping pictures of a Ravens reporter in a strip club, and then is going to tell his wife he's cheating on him. Now, whether or not he's actually cheating on his wife, I have no idea. All right, and furthermore, I don't care. Now, if he was, it would make the story even better. All right, so the fact that, you know, like all of that stuff, whether it's true, who the hell knows? But the fact that he takes it to this level, and I get it. There is a mistrust when it comes to the media. There just is. Aaron Rodgers was doing a sit-down interview with Mina Kimes. And she was going to do a big, long article on Aaron Rodgers. And the second he walked in to the room to do the interview with Mina Kimes, Aaron Rodgers started recording on his phone. And she just kind of like, well, what's going on? And he had been misquoted some other time. And to ensure that he was never misquoted again in an interview, Aaron Rodgers wanted to have his own recording of the interview so that he could go back and find any flaws in the article, if there were any, and then expose the article for not being true, and he would have the audio sample of it. Now, that is next level. That is borderline paranoia. I don't particularly, it's not my thing. Not borderline the paranoia, you know, all of that. But I would say that's at least a more tame version of you cheated on your wife and you were in a strip club with me and I've got proof of it. And if you don't come out and say you're sorry, I'm going to tell everybody about it. And he takes it to social media. Now, what sort of awkward conversation Jameson Hensley is having with his wife right now because of Matthew Judon, I have no idea. But it is a fascinating story. It's got everything you need. But I got to be honest, if I'm taking a side here, I'm going to take the side of Hensley. Feels like kind of a rap move by Matthew Judon. I'm just saying, you can read the whole thing on outkick.com. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, news at the quarterback position for a Super Bowl contender. We've got it for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.